Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And the other day, we were starting our show just, you know, innocently and like we always do. But then the tweets started to come in. One by one, they said, it is about time to get Rod Hampton back on the show. And we put our heads together. You said, you know what? We agree. So that's exactly what we've done. Rod Hampton is the father of five-star guard R.J. Hampton. He joins us now. Mr. Hampton, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Man, what's going down, man? I was wondering, what did I make a bad impression? I ain't heard from y'all, but I guess, you know, timing is everything. So I'm glad to be back on the airways of Memphis 10.
Well, we have missed you.
Yeah, we obviously have missed you. We wanted to give you guys time to kind of figure it all out. Yeah. You know, we wanted to give you some space.
There you go.
All right, so where are we? The last time we talked, you guys were here on an official visit. RJ and Jalen both came together for their first official visits. Sort of just set the stage for us with RJ. Where are we kind of in the recruitment at this point?
Man, Memphis as a whole, and especially Mike Miller, has been doing a tremendous job recruiting RJ Hampton, man, and our family. And, you know, it's going to come down. You know, people always say family, and we don't use that word loosely. But Mike has done a phenomenal job, man. And, you know, all I can say is, you know, they're right there. You know, we got Duke, we got Kansas, we got Kentucky and Memphis, and in no certain order. But I think a guy who's been burning the midnight oil, just doing his due diligence and keeping in touch and keeping us informed, not just about wanting RJ, but where they are with everybody else, you know, because, you know, it's not 1-on-5, it's 5-on-5. Mm-hmm. And we want to put RJ in the best situation. But, man, Mike has been doing an unbelievable job. And, you know, his name has been swirling in head coaching rumors. And I think he's ready for it, man. You know, but kind of like that's where it is, man. But Memphis is right up there.
How often do you all talk to Coach Miller, Dad? And how often do you talk to the head coach, Coach Penny Hardaway?
Well, I call Mike sometimes just to joke with him about movies. I'll call him, ask him, you know, say, Mike, okay, I'm going to be Mike Lowry, and you're going to be the other guys. I want to see where his head is. I say, okay, I'm going to be Martin, and you're going to be Will, or something like that. Or Will.
Okay.
Man, Mike is just for real, you know. And, you know, head coaches and assistant coaches, they're totally night and day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I said, man, if you get a head coaching job, don't lose this flavor you got, man, because this is what's going to make the guys run through a brick wall for you. I wish I had some eligibility. I played for Mike.
Wow. What is it about him? Because, you know, he stepped into this job, and he's got relationships with RJ and Jalen. You know, what is it about Mike that sort of gives him, you know, the ability to create those so early in his career?
He's been in a locker room with guys who came from nothing. And he's been in the locker room and around people who have everything.
Mm.
And his jump shot is still wet.
That's right. He can't walk really anymore, though. So that
no, I said no. He turned that hat backwards, put that tobacco in his mouth, and he might hit 30 in a row. And, you know, he keep a bankroll in his pocket. So if some young fellas want to shoot with him for money, which they can't win, he's
yeah,
gonna take it.
Yeah, he's ready. That is certainly true. You're exactly right about the backwards hat and the tobacco dip. I told him he should stop doing the dip. It's not good for him. But that's neither here nor there. On to the other programs that are still on RJ's list. I'm very curious about, you know, Trey Jones is going back to Duke. Ashton Hagans is going back to Kentucky. How much does that sort of factor in for RJ, who, you know, is a big point guard? How much does that sort of factor in, you know, the crowded backcourts there?
Well, I think with RJ, man, one of his strong points, you know, especially in college, he can play the one, the two, and slide down and play the three. And when I say those positions, you are what you can guard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, you know, Trey is comfortable guarding the three or Ashton is comfortable guarding the three, which they both have the moxie to do it. But RJ can play a couple three positions, especially in college. So playing with those guys, it's not going to hurt him. You know, whoever gets it, let's go. Now, if there's a guy that you just got to give the ball to every time they come down, then that would be a problem. But if you look at the Kansas when they had Devontae and Frank, they played two guard set. You know, and I ain't going to lie, Trey and RJ, pick your poison. You know, Trey's going to be better from a confidence standpoint next year anyway because he's going to be a seasoned vet. And, you know, Aston, the same thing. You know, they got to, you know, they got to clean up some things this summer. And guess what? Both of them have unbelievable work ethic. So I don't think that's a problem. And even, you know, when you come to Memphis, you know, just you're going to have to, you know, I don't mind pairing RJ with another guard, but don't just say, hey, go down the court and, you know, get in the corner and spot up for the two. You know, RJ is a big playmaker and he makes plays.
When you look at that Memphis roster, you talked about it being beside another guard. Do you like the fit, Dad? With what they've got coming back?
Yeah. You got some pieces coming back. You got some pieces coming back. But I think, you know, what me and Mike talk about all the time, you got to have shooters now around Wiseman. Mm-hmm. You got to have shooters around him. I mean, if you put shooters around Wiseman, he's probably first pick. There's nobody in college that can guard him one-on-one. No. You got to double down, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's why I think they're so interested in Lester.
No doubt.
Because he can just shoot it. But RJ can shoot it. You know, you got DJ that can shoot it. You know, so, I mean, it's going to be a very, very, very hard decision to say the least.
I got to ask you, Dad, because you're so plugged in. Does Lester feel like pretty strong to Memphis? It does here. We certainly have that feel here that one looks good for Memphis. What do you think?
I think they do, you know, but, you know, I think it'd be a great fit for him.
I saw him retweeting stuff about your son, so you put two and two together. It looks like he'd love to be at Memphis and love your son to be there with him.
Yeah, I think Memphis, I mean, whenever you got a big fella in the hole that draws attention, you know, think back. Think of the Olajuwons. Think of the David Robinsons.
Shooters.
Think of the Shaquille. You know, let's be honest. Basketball hasn't changed. The three-point line has changed things, but the game should still be played inside out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The teams that play that are the teams that win.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's true. We are, of course, talking to Rod Hampton. He is the father of five-star guard RJ Hampton. Now, obviously, this has sort of always been on the table, but more and more we're reading about it. We're hearing about it. Possible reclassification. At this point, would you say it's likely? Is it still something you're considering? Like, where are you guys on reclassifying to 2019?
Well, you know, 6 months ago, we were 10%. 3 months ago, we were 30%. I can just honestly tell you, now we're 50%. You know, and I don't know if the media knows this, but, you know, RJ Hampton, I mean, his coach at school, they reassigned him. He's been really, really sick. And I think for health reasons that he maybe should have got reassigned. And so his coach that's always been Little Elm is not going to be there anymore, you know.
Interesting.
So we may have gone up from 50%. You know, do you start all over with the new coach?
Right.
You know, and, you know, he'll be the only returning starter coming back.
Wow.
So what do you do? And then, you know, it's been a blessing. He's made Gatorade Player of the Year. You know, he's got a lot of accolades that you usually get on your senior year and your junior year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all that factors into it, you know.
What would be sort of the, and maybe this is something that you still have to do, but what would be the pros to waiting until 2020? What would be the benefits to RJ, you know, staying in 2020?
None.
Mm.
Just being able to sleep in his bed and sleep with his mama for a whole another 9 months. That's it.
Versus, you know, expediting the process, and if, you know, if the goal is a professional career, you get to it an entire year early.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, we're in no rush to push him out, you know, but if all the stars line up and we can check all the boxes as far as, you know, mentally, physically, and all that, you know, ready to step out there, you know, because it's not going to be easy, you know, and we don't want to be, but we're built for it. He's been built for this. You know, I mean, so the pros of 2020, if all the boxes stack up, there are no pros.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
So in your mind's eye, I've read where, you know, maybe you make the decision in July, even the reclass decision, you wait till the summer, you take those classes, but then you wait. Do you, in your mind's eye, do you see winning a Peach Jam title and then announcing later on in July? Is that Is that typically the timetable wise? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I told all the coaches, I mean, give me, I mean, he's dreamed. This is one of his dreams.
No doubt.
He dreamed of playing on the Nike circuit.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to let that happen with no recourse.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play, you know, stay healthy, work hard, and do his thing on the, you know, he tore up the Adidas circuit. He tore up the Under Armour circuit. You know, and they're like, okay, those are, you know, so guess what? We're going to see what you're going to do on the Nike circuit.
Yeah.
And he really wants to do it. And I as a dad, I owe that to him.
I hear you. I hear you, Dad.
I got to ask you, Coach, because there was a development here yesterday in Memphis, and I'm not sure if this was something that you saw or thought twice about, but there was a transfer from Antoine Jones, who is a guy who played lots of minutes last season. Is that something that you're sort of monitoring closely, just the roster turnover of these four schools, and was that something that you noticed yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, Mike keeps me up on all this. And I did read it, but I knew some transfers were coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew they were coming down the pike. So it's like weed school. I mean, it's about roster. You know, do you want to go to a place where there's six guards for two spots, you know?
Right.
You know, and it's not shying away from competition, but your resume speaks for itself. And you're going to have some up and down games as a freshman, but you want to play, you know, early, often, and through mistakes. And if you can get a coach that, you know, lets you do that, I'm not going to say let you, because you got to take what you want. I don't care where you go. You got to take what you want. And, you know, around game five, game eight, that coach don't say, man, I that's what I thought I had. You know, you may get in there in the first game, and, you know, people have great first games, and you go to a lull. But, you know, I tell RJ, do two things for me. Be consistently good or consistently bad. Then I know where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly right. You guys plan on getting back up here? I know you've seen the place, so it's not like, you know, you don't know what you're getting into, but you guys plan on getting back up to Memphis at any point before that decision comes?
Yeah, because they feed you good up there, so yeah, I'm going to come just to give me something to eat.
You don't even have to go see the campus, Coach.
I told him this time, I don't want to go to restaurants. I want to go to somebody, Auntie House or somebody grandma's house.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to give me a family reunion. Just change our name and say we down. You know, I know, you know, and we going to, you know, mom and them, and, you know, we going to do that. That's what I want.
Soul
I want some
food.
Banana pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah, banana pudding, some oxtails and stuff like that. Put me on.
We got you.
Yep, no question.
We got you covered.
Hey, Coach, this is always a really good time.
Man, thank you
for this. And wherever RJ ends up, they're getting a great kid and a great family. So we certainly appreciate your time as always.
Okay, my man. Y'all be good, man. Thanks for everything. Thanks for having me on.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Anytime. He is Rod Hampton, of course, the father of five-star guard RJ Hampton. You got to feel good. There's no question about it if you're the University of Memphis. To hear that interview and to just sort of hear how, you know, how he raves, right, about Mike and that relationship.
No question about it.
You know, and that Antoine Jones, I mean, that's the domino. It just is. I mean, you know, and you're freeing up scholarships, and that's something that if you're, you know, RJ Hampton or anybody like him, you're noticing, wow, that's a spot. I mean, you know, Antoine Jones was a contributor for them last year, and that opens up a hole. And so clearly that's something that they noticed, and it's something that, frankly, will benefit Memphis.
Well, we've always talked about, when we had him on during the official visit, just how sort of ingrained they are already in sort of this basketball community here in Memphis.
Yep.
You talk about the strong relationships with Mike. He knows the Lawsons, like he knows all the prospects. He knows the returning guys on the roster. So that speaks well. Man, it sounds good for Memphis.
It does.
And you have to figure with Hagans back at Kentucky, you made the point of this, with Jones back at Duke, that it opens it up both for Kansas and also for Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, Antoine Jones out the door. That's another guy that would have been on the ball, you figure, next season. And you know he's going to take the classes that allow him to reclassify,
no doubt.
Make the decision. So this looks like – and Dad told you there's zero reason to wait. It's like a rebuild if he stays at the high school that he's at right now. And so this sounds like there will be a reclassification. And to me it sounds like, you know, if you're Kansas or Memphis, you go hard. And if you're Memphis with that relationship he's got with Mike Miller – man, you maybe have the advantage, I would think.
Yeah, and so interesting stuff, and always appreciate Rod Hampton for joining the show. We'll come back. We're going to be joined by Arash Markazi a little bit later in the show. Of course, he was there for the bizarre resignation by Magic Johnson that came out of nowhere. We'll talk to him about that story, what's next for the Lakers, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.